And good morning. This is Friday Morning Talk Line. This is Joe Moses. I'm solo today. Diane's out. Again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say. The phone number's here.
You are listening to Talk Line, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
And good morning, everybody. I hope you're all having a good morning so far, despite the rain. And the rain's a good thing. Keeps the dust down. We got our first caller. Good morning, John.
Morning, Joe. How are you doing there?
I'm doing good.
Oh, you got a good receptionist there. She's right on the money. The one that answering the phone there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was going to talk about, let's see. I was going to talk about, we stay on the Hanger Lake Road here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's speed limits signs all the way from the intersection that goes to the harbor.
Yeah.
We have a lot of speed people coming by with four-wheelers and cars and trucks. Sometimes they zoom up and then they go up and down a Hanger Lake Road mm-hmm. at a vast amount of speed. And then there's signs out there that says 20 miles an hour. And there's also killer in that place signs.
Uh-huh.
You got to heed these signs now. Pay attention to them. Because right now during the summer, the growth season is blinds every corner you take,
yeah.
The edges,
mm-hmm.
overlay the obstacles of where you're driving.
Uh-huh.
And one of these days, somebody's going to accidentally hit somebody, one of the kids. There's always kids that play here. We have a bunch of kids around here that like to play. You know? And as you know, we know some kids don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And, but it should be the responsibility of the driver to always be aware of your surroundings when you're driving through some of these locations. You don't want to hurt some little kid or kill somebody, or you get hurt because of your reckless speeding
uh-huh.
going down Hanger Lake.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think the police should come here more often to kind of patrol this area. Because it's getting out of hand here. Like I was saying, we have a lot of kids. And I know a lot of kids in other neighborhoods probably have the same problem. People, calm down now. You don't need to be rushing anywhere, showing off or doing excess driving. Use your common sense and responsibility.
Yeah, where's there to go in Bethel?
Yeah, and showing off stuff like that, even to yourself, causes problems.
Yep.
You know, there's no use doing that.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to air that one out.
Okay.
Hope everyone please wear your life jacket and please don't drink and drive. And I'm glad we have a little rain, Joe. It helps with the sun and stuff.
Yeah, we need it.
And the berries, too. And this year the berry growth, because of rain and sun, it's been really good.
Yeah.
So have a happy picking, everyone. Please pick up your trash when you're picking berries, too, and always be aware of bears or
talk about trash. Every time I go out, there seems to be more and more trash every year.
Yeah, people should be more, come on now, pick up your trash. You know, it didn't much effort to do that.
No,
you know?
It's not. It's just, you know, it comes down to respect.
Yeah, it does. You know, you respect the nature, and nature will respect you back. If you disrespect it, it'll go the same opposite way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take it as it comes and be respectful.
Yeah.
And resourceful.
So how are you doing on your berry picking?
Oh, we got salmon berries now. We have enough to hold us over. And I went out for blueberries. We got some of that. Now we're just waiting on the cranberry and the blackberry. And the no-seams are out now, too.
I see down in Quinnahock, they're already picking blackberries. Somebody posted it.
Oh, yeah. Everything this year was early, yeah?
Yeah, Mother Nature.
Yeah, early, early. So I better let you go, Joe, for other callers to call in.
All righty.
Good to hear you, Joe. You hang in there.
Yeah, good morning. Have a good day.
Please wear your life jacket. Don't drink and drive. And if you're pregnant, please refrain from drinking also.
Okay, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bye. Okay, we got Wilson. Good morning, Wilson.
Yeah, good morning, happy people.
How's happy Wilson?
Oh, man, I love the rain. That's all I can say about rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than squeltering heat and dust. I have a couple of issues. You know, whenever I'm, especially in the afternoon or close to 5 o'clock, between AC and BNC in the parking lot, you know, those cab drivers, back to cab drivers again, they drive like they're going out of a bat out of hell from either AC or BNC between the two places. They're, you know, they're flying like they're totally in a hurry. And I wish there was a way we can report them, but it seemed like the police wouldn't even do nothing about it because all times I've ever called the police department, the dispatcher, whoever that is, would shoot off 100 questions, mainly wondering even if there is a law being broken. You know? Like, the dispatcher is almost like the judge and jury. She decides whether or not to send a officer. And I already called chief of police about that, and, you know, I don't know. Whatever happens, happens. The other thing, too, all I can say is about the liquor store. A lot of people have been, I see a lot of people walking around with black eyes and big lips. And, yeah, there's more people getting hurt than before. And it's their own choice. That's what I understand. It's their own choice whether they want to go buy a jug and or get beat up or whatever people do when they're drunk. I just hope that if I was to call and report a vehicle speeding in the parking lot, you know, causing being reckless, to me that's reckless driving. Years ago, because I am the way I am, I deal with the cops all the time. Somebody reported me reckless driving on a turn going more than 20 miles an hour by either AC or Swanson's Furniture. And they reported me, and that was reckless driving. So the cops came really fast by North Star because I went to North Star, and then ran out of their vehicle, and I was in it. I was in North Star, and they said, "We got a report of you reckless driving. And I see your driver's license registration." And I said, "What?" I'm just a common everyday citizen, and somebody reported me reckless driving, and they took action. And I'm sure that person didn't take the time to go to the police department and fill up a statement, because I am the way, I am who I am. It was a report, "Hey, Wilson Green's driving fast or reckless." So they immediately, without a statement being filled out, approached me and said, "We got a report of you driving reckless." To me, that's dumb. See, and if I call on a cab being unsafe, they'll say, "Well, you need to come down here and fill out a statement." Or I see someone getting beat up. "Well, you need to come over here and fill out a statement." You know, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I don't want to get worked up. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. I'll listen to the KYK because that's what people up and down the Kuskokwim and even in Anchorage, even probably in Lower 48 with the connection to the computer.
Internet.
Listening to Talkline, yeah. Thank you for being on Talkline or being a part of Talkline and making it available to anyone and everyone. I'll listen. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Okay, we got Helen. Good morning, Helen.
I support Wilson because every time I call Bethel PD on serious issues like thievery of my son's DVD and all his movies and his state-of-the-art shoes and things like that, they're like, "You got to come up here and make a statement." And to me, you know, it's serious enough that they could take 5 minutes to come down and talk to us, and we could make a statement. They're sitting on their butt probably, drinking coffee and waiting for a statement to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm calling about is this Trump and Hillary campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to eventually lead us to war. I know, to me, war will eventually happen, but their mouths are too...
too big for them?
Uncertain and not detained. The other reason why I call it is Crow, Mr. Crow, who's in charge of CDBRS, that's not helping the Quinnahock fishers.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. They make $500,000 each to $1 million for each employee, and there's like 15 who are high shots. They could have done something instead of sending all their boats to be repaired. That's where the money went, and to them, their salaries.
Mm-hmm.
That's, to me, that's like saying we didn't matter. And then for Obama to say that we were all immigrants, my ancestors lived here for thousands and thousands of years. And then for Trump to say he doesn't want to accept immigrants, that's also, I think, hypocrisy, because everybody's immigrant that doesn't belong, that didn't belong here. They came from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they come here and we need a Native American as president. We need to educate our young people. And people driving too fast in Bethel, knock it off. Everybody drives fast in Bethel. You only have 5-10 minutes to reach your destination. Goyana.
Thank you. Okay, we have Anonymous.
Good morning.
Good morning, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
You're on the air, live and in color.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice Friday, nice great Friday. It's starting to be all time now. Anyway, CVRC, we hear a lot of things about CVRC nowadays, and it's becoming it's like a joke now for this CEO and those other guys that are running the CVRF.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We need the coastal village fishers that own, I don't know how many of them are, how many of us villages are. I heard that these guys are dominating the board members, and they get rid of the board members that try to speak up for their tribes. For no reason, they get rid of I've heard this so many times already, and I do need to speak about that, really speak about that, dominator CEO. We need to change him. We need someone who is a member of the CVRFC, whatever, to work for us, not somebody outside of the, you know, outside of the CVRF that are, they're getting too much. I've heard too much of them, people, you know, getting rid of the board members that are trying to speak up for their tribes. And there's how many villages that can do something. We need to get up and start doing something. There's a lot of people, business-oriented people, laughing at poor villages. Oh, these CEO and these guys are dominating. They're bossing around all these villages. That's enough. We need to get rid of that. We need to do something. If we, all the villages, we need to make a resolution, make a petition, do something. You hear me? All those villages, do something. We're tired of being pushed around. They're collecting all the money, everything. And we need board members who are who are the members, you know, not the outside people come in and take over the company, you know. So, am I still here?
You're still there.
Oh, so I'm like, we're going to be talking about this in Houston, and it's going to be a hot topic for the rest of the year. So I promise you. Okay, thank you very much, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, thank you. Again, the phone numbers here are 543.
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
Callers there. We have a caller? Okay, good morning, you're on the air. Hello?
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yes, there's something wrong going on with CBRF.
Yeah, there was a lady that called just before you complaining about that.
Yes, that CEO shouldn't look at this fishing thing as a program, but as a business, because they buy fish and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they're not selling our fish from last year. There's something wrong with this. They need to change that CEO and put someone new in there. That's it. Thanks for accepting the call. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, we got Herman. Good morning, Herman.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Long time no hear.
Yes.
You must have had a busy summer fishing.
Yeah, still putting away reds and whiteys right now. Yeah, thank the Lord that there's so many. A lot of berries, too. Yeah.
So you're doing good then?
Yeah.
No complaints?
No complaints.
There you go.
Yeah, there's hopefully with all the closures, you know, we're seeing a lot more reds, and boy, they're good eating. We salt them for a few days and smoke them.
Uh-huh.
We salt them and then smoke them and then jar, man, it is good. Anyhow, I was calling about what's going on with this permanent fund, you know, and maybe some solutions.
Uh-huh.
Our budget, you know, state budget, you know.
Okay.
No, a lot of people don't know about it, but the governor is... he wants to use more than half of our permanent fund to fund them projects. And to me, I seem like the people, they need the money more, because some families, large families, or even smaller families, they can get $2,000 apiece if they leave it alone, you know.
Uh-huh.
And if you add that up, that's five of them, it's almost $10,000. You could buy a boat and motor or a snow machine or a car, you know, to subsistence, you know, fish and stuff like that. But so what they want to do is they want to take it and use it to pay for, like, education. Like, the teacher unions, they have a lot of clout, and they want that money to pay for that. And also Obamacare, you know, they call it Medicaid expansion. They want to use it to pay for that. And also them refugees, you know, some countries, they're sending them to Alaska and other places, the refugees, they call them, you know. But seem like it's getting safe where they are come from. You know, they're getting rid of a lot of those terrorists, and maybe, you know, maybe they could resettle them back there, because, you know, it's going to cost a lot of money to pay for their moving expense and everything, and they're seeing a lot of problems. But anyhow, you know, there's a recall effort right now. People should really think about it, you know. Because by not supporting the recall or even voting for some of these people running for Juneau office to want to use your permanent fund, you know, just like telling them, go ahead and take my boat and motor that I was going to buy, you know, to feed my family. Use it for, pay for the stuff you want, you know. It seems like it's not fair, you know, to us Alaskans, what they're doing. And people should find out more about this recall effort. And it's time people speak up before our economy and, you know, just thrown away and become like, you know, United States. But I just my comments, if you find that website, really think about who you're going to vote for this year, you know. Just like giving away money that's supposed to belong to you to for them to use. So.
So
those are my comments, yeah.
So who are you going to vote for when the time comes to
you
vote?
You know what I don't like? These news media, even talk radio, you know.
Uh-huh.
Look at this one person, she's almost a criminal, she's almost going to jail. And they report on that. The next thing they say, oh, no, she's 44 points. She's even. That's so crazy to talk about people who could be in jail. And they use talk radio. They get liberal hosts. They use all this stuff, you know, all this media. And people, and even Channel 2 News, Channel, people just believe that, CNN. They don't know what's really going on. Some people say that Trump, you know, he's turning more and more to God for guidance. That's a good thing. It's way better than, you know, the alternative for people that are being brainwashed to vote for this other person who lied to us and lied about that mother, that person that told her died. She called that woman a lie right to her face. She lied to her right to her face. And how could the media support voting for her? How could people on radio talk hosts support her and put this other guy down, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's the way it is. Jesus, come back soon. It's going to get worse and worse, but we need to hold it back. Speak up. But I want to call him our permanent fund. You know, just leave it alone. We need it more than some politicians in Juneau, you know. A lot of people really do. They buy heating fuel and a lot of stuff, you know. Okay. That's more of my comments, Joe.
Thank you, Herman.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Good morning. We have Cesare.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I have lots of complaints. My friends tell I'm talking too long. I never talk too long. I keep in my limit. Anyway, Helen, would she speak up, and another lady, and Herman, and, you know, the social media, the liberal social media, would completely occupy media, the liberals.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing everybody. Not too many news would be independent, and you get really information. The really liberals, the Obama pushing to globalize all country, to rid out you native, to rid out my native, my culture in Poland. I'm moving here, I accepted, my kids are now native, and I always tell them to defend it, the culture, and I tell to you guys, defend it harder what you can. Because those liberals, those Democrats, try globalize everybody. They're moving those immigrants. There is all, I think, set up. There is all big movement to cover all the world, to mix them up, to individual history, individual family disappear. We'll be like the robot. This thing is, I even not think... Hillary Clinton get in the power. This thing gets speed up even more where they're going. Everybody have to, native have to defend the language, the culture, the land. And those Democrat, liberal, heavy liberal, they try everything take away slowly. They don't educate you people ways what's supposed to be, not only here in the States too, because if you know too much, you know good, you speak up too much. They do give you education, but it's not the education, but United States is on the third, on the list for the education. Country with leading the world, that is embarrassing. That's what I think, you know. If you know less, you know, you talk less, you speak up less. That's why I'm hoping. I'm voting for Trump. You remember I told Diane when the Trump announced he announced he going run for president. I told right in there the first talk line. I hope so. Because this guy is for American, you know. He is not for politician, not for power, not for money. He going to change the rules and defend it. Right now, when we speak in Munich, it's, in Munich shopping mall, is huge shooting in there. And those immigrants, they don't allow talk you. The media don't say who, where, why they die, from whose hand. they're killing innocent people in the shopping mall with these all the teenagers and young and mothers and stuff. They're attacking that is wrong. If you can't, we have to defend it ourselves, and I'm hoping that Trump push in that direction and get this thing going, you know.
You know the closer the election gets, the more and more dirt they find on each other, and it's amazing
But the dork, what they find out, they're only using the media is in Clinton pocket.
Mm-hmm.
They're no attacking Clinton. They're no saying anything. They don't want to talk anything. They don't want to expose anything. They cover up. You say you have some radio station. You listen what they do with her husband and her with all these years. This my air is blowing up. But the regular media, they don't tell you that.
Uh-huh.
They're with them. They're together. Mm-hmm. They're for globalized. They're for vanish native or other countries. They make it one big mess in there. So I have to go. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Again, the phone.
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
Interesting what some of these callers has called about. I could understand Herman's point of view regarding the PFD. For them to cap it off at 1,000, it's understandable considering the state budget and, you know, there's not enough money to fund all the programs that they normally would. But, you know, it's better to get something than nothing at all. But, you know, some people don't seem to be, I mean, they disagree with that because, it's most people's income during the whole year. And it really comes in handy by the time they disperse it. So, you know. Okay, we're going to a phone call. Good morning, you're on the air.
Keiko, am I right?
Can you turn your radio off, please?
Oh, shoot. Hold on a second. Okay, good enough, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good enough. Okay. Am I on line now?
You're on the air, live and in color.
Okay. Okay, I'll talk hopefully the simplest words that I see. I only want to share something that I had called on the radio when they were having that yippic meetings, and unfortunately I was the last caller, but I shared. Instead of women and women complaining about something, I'll share something from the our daily bread reading that fits into my purse, my pocket, backpack, what they call it, a business manager, briefcase. Okay, they're trying to speak up. A lot of people didn't hear it probably. When I hear stories about young people who have been bullied, I notice there are always at least two levels of hurt. The first and most obvious comes from the mean-spirited nature of those actually doing the bullying. It's terrible on its own, except that there's another deeper hurt that may end up being even more damaging than the first. The silence of everyone else. It hurts the one being bullied because they're stunned that no one will help. It often makes bullies more brazen, leading them to intensify their meanness. Worse, it heightens the embarrassment, loss, shame, and loneliness of the victim. So it is imperative to speak up for others and speak out against the behavior. Jesus knows precisely what it feels like to be bullied and to be left to suffer completely alone. Without cause, he was arrested, beaten, and mocked which is Matthew 26, says that all the disciples forsook him and fled. Even Peter, one of his closest friends, even denied 3 times that he knew him, while others may not understand fully what Jesus does. When we see others being hurt, we can ask him for the courage to speak up. And then on the bottom, the voice of a courageous Christian is an echo of the voice of God. And then just a little excerpt of my way. We probably had all times when we've said, I'll do it my way to God. But his way is always the best way. So let's ask God to give us humble hearts that willingly choose his way, not our own. And on the bottom, humility is to make a right estimate of one's self. And then last but not least, very short, Debits and Credits is the title. However, as the father of lies and prince of this world, which is John 8:44, Satan can cause confusion. And Jesus once warned of a time when people would be so confused that they wouldn't know right from wrong. And he added this assurance, the prince of this world now stands condemned. Problems will disrupt our lives, but they cannot defeat us. Jesus had already overcome the world. To him goes all the credit. And then on the bottom, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6 words. While Satan accuses and confuses, God controls. And one of the important things that I'm trying to practice on is practice abstaining, profanity, and substance abuse. And another one is fasting. Try not to eat a lot, too much. Okay, that's fasting. Okay, Brianna, thank you.
Thank you
so much for letting me show and tell. Brianna.
Okay, we got Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Joe. Some of those comments about globalization and that it's a government action and the media is involved in it, it's my opinion that globalization is beyond anyone's control. It's beyond government's control, certainly. It's beyond our control. And I think one of the biggest forces for that is the Internet. Is one of the one of the greatest globalizing structures ever invented. You know, the world is becoming closer and closer and closer, and people are getting tied closer together, and it's beyond anyone's control. Not that it's chaos. I mean, it is kind of chaos, but to say that it's a particular move by a particular group, I don't think is really correct. I think it's happening, and whether we like it or not. And if you don't want to be a part of it, unplug your internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll you go into a Walmart, 99% of what's there is made in China.
Uh-huh.
The same with every store. I mean, markets are globalized, all of that's happening, and the communication, transportation, all of that is bringing everybody closer together. So, you know, it's happening whether we like it or not. And I also think on the permanent fund, it's become an entitlement. And I think entitlements are hard to break. We say, you know, it's our right to get a permanent fund dividend. It's really not a right. It is our share of, you know, the resources of the state. And I'm really glad that we did that it was done. People don't want an income tax. You know, you bring up the word, you know, anyone who brings up income tax, it's like doom. Any legislator who mentions an income tax risks not being elected to office again. But how are we going to pay for government? You know, the estimates are we have 2 years on the constitutional budget reserve, and then that's gone. And then when that's gone, that's like, then we're really broke.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people don't want taxes. You know, we have the permanent fund. I think the idea to cap it is okay. Not everyone's in favor of it, but we have that money sitting there. We should be able to use it to help fund government. It's not going to politicians to do what they want. They're supposed to represent their constituents. And when people start seeing services dry up, and we're already seeing that, the court system shuts down on Fridays. People are have to leave work early. State workers are getting laid off. Morale in the state government, my son works in state government, is at the lowest level ever. We're going to see more and more of that. Senior services are going to go, and people are going to say, hey, how come my grandma doesn't get her check anymore? Well, you know, something's got to give.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're in a tough spot. Nobody likes to talk taxes, but how are we going to raise money? How are we going to, you know, you have to make revenue. And I think the legislature avoided that whole question this year. You know, they were talking about cutting the budget. You can't cut your way out of where we are. Having been involved in management for a number of years, I understand that. You know, you have to find new sources of revenue or a way to pay as you go.
Well, I was...
If it means we all have to sacrifice for a few years on our, you know, on our permanent fund and are limited mm-hmm. to 1,000, you know, there was a time, and I remember a time when we didn't get anything.
Yeah.
So, those are my thoughts.
Well, coming down a couple of your thoughts, some people think that the media is controlled by certain entities to a certain point, like you said, but it's part of. We've learned to accept it, but they don't like to state the facts because they have a lot to cover up and so forth. And regarding the capping the PFD, I think it's better to get something than nothing. You know, we'd love to see it not go away, but like you said, there's got to be ways to generate revenue. And I remember I was old enough to pay state taxes, and I didn't have a problem back
then.
Yeah,
I had to pay state taxes.
You know,
but, the permanent fund is going to go away, too.
Yeah.
If it's not restructured, it's going to go away. It may take longer than the constitutional budget reserve, but it's going to go away, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we get into tapping the constitutional budget reserve every year. There was this old farmer's adage, never eat your seed corn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been eating the seed corn now for how many years?
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay,
thanks,
good morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to email?
Yeah, there's two of them. This is the first one, and it's anonymous. It says, AVCP officials are still traveling as if money were growing on trees, even though they are in budget crisis, and sometimes bringing their families. In this day and age, why can't they attend a meeting through the internet? This will definitely save tons of money, not having to pay for hotel, car, food, and per diem. No shame or guilt. Our nonprofit is only showing selfishness. Each and every one of those in authority, don't they want to clear this all up and be treated with respect? That's all the communities they serve. By not answering and being respectful, their choice of action reflects poorly on them. Do we really want these officials to continue our image, our communities, and our future? When are they going to be held accountable? Nothing will change unless we make the change now. We are wanting truth, and it's time to rebuild trust and find ways to be more efficient. The administration caught in this situation makes us wonder what else they are being dishonest about. It's nothing to be ashamed of because they have been doing it for so long and it's become normal for them. How can they walk around with their heads held high and to think they are above the people who they serve? I hope at the October meeting that all tribes do what is best for all. AVCP wouldn't be in this situation if things were done right and each administrator directors truly followed the mission of AVCP. And there's one more. It's an anonymous email. It said, the meeting on the 5th and 6th from concerned tribes regarding some issues needing answers from AVCP board and administration were invited but did not show up. What does this tell us, the tribes in the outlying areas? Just remember also... resolutions made that were supposed to be discussed at the last October convention were not placed in the agenda. What does this tell us? Where is the board that is supposed to support the tribes in the outlying areas? Something is telling us they are being misled. The tribal members and offices in each village have no support due to e-board not being present in each special meeting held when invited. A bad situation our villages and tribal members are facing right now. The e-board should... be talking to us in each meeting held here in Bethel. They are running AVCP as their own group or given permission not to respond. I think all should be removed. We need answers and support, and there is none right now, and a scary situation this is. And those are both anonymous emails.
Okay. Phone numbers here are 5-4.
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
We've had quite a bit of discussion about a lot of things, and it sounds like that, you know, there's issues that people are for and against or disagree with, and everybody has a right to their opinion. We do have a phone call. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello.
Who, me?
You're on the air, live and in color.
Cool. After all these years, I finally figured out why Yosemite Sam, the rootinest, tootinest cartoon character ever, has to attend anger management.
Okay.
Do you remember the picante sauce commercial?
Uh-huh.
When Yosemite Sam, the rootinest, tootinest cartoon character ever, found out that the picante sauce he was buying was made in New Jersey. Oh, come on. Where's everybody's humor on this thing? It's kind of cool, I think.
So have you had that picante sauce?
I've been buying the yellow label instead of the blue label.
Uh-oh.
So that's how it came upon me.
Uh-oh.
Well, after watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit and seeing Yosemite Sam in anger management, it came to mind there, well, I think I found a connection as to why he's there.
So, let me ask you, have you been listening to the show this morning?
Yeah.
What do you think about some of the comments that people made, like the guy thinks that they shouldn't touch our PFD? You should leave it alone.
I think it should be structured for those who are born in Alaska, not pilgrims, to be honest.
Uh-huh. And how do you feel about them camping off at 1,000?
Yeah.
You don't like that?
I'm somewhat ambivalent about that. They should continue to keep the 5-year average.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever they're, it's for the people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And shouldn't be going to how do I say this? Immigrants, the one that starts with the knee, people who move from lower 48 and come up here, and then after a year or two, they take off.
Uh-huh.
That seems to be the norm for people from lower 48.
Uh-huh.
And, well, that's my feelings.
So do you vote?
Sorry, what?
Do you vote?
No, my vote doesn't count no more.
I mean, do you actually vote? If you did, who would you vote for, Hillary or Trump?
Regardless, there, it's electoral vote that sets the candidate into office.
Uh-huh.
The majority there, the voters there will vote this way, and then the electoral college there will go the other way, and that guy gets pulled into office.
So do you think that's fair, or you don't do you disagree with that?
It's totally unfair. It's not for the people there. It's
for whoever's running the organization.
Not the organization. It's the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my feeling there.
Uh-huh. So basically, whoever's got the deepest pockets is going to make the biggest noise.
Well, whoever holds office there has the biggest voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the two senators and the representative, we only got 3 electoral votes in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to them there to vote for, or to cast their ballot there as to who's going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the majority there, they'll vote for the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, there are not seen it done yet there, but, you know, the possibility is always there.
Mm-hmm. So you think all the way across the board the whole system is unfair?
What system? Yeah. Like I say, it's run by money.
Uh-huh.
And that evil word there, G-R-E-E-D, greed, mm-hmm. you know, for their own benefit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still like to eat my vegetables, but I don't know about those guys.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Well, I appreciate your comments, and thank you for your smiley cartoon for us on a Friday.
Okie dokie. Everybody be cool. Think warm.
Yep, you too.
All right.
Okay, we got a return caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Am I on the air now?
You're on the air.
Okay. I keep overlooking when I share. During that meeting, there was a man that called in, and he talked at lunchtime. I was standing right in front of the radio, and he spelled it out. I wished the whole world was listening. He had, anyhow, he had worked for ABCP in the 70s, and when he mentioned that ABCP was incorporated in 1977, and that's the year our papa, Nikapur Ubayak Nick Jr., Ubayak, had passed on September 12th, 1977, and I did not know until just last Friday, or during the meeting, that ABCP was incorporated in 1777, and I appreciate and thank God for Harold Sparks. I wish people like that would stick around a little bit longer, but his voice is alive and well today, right now, and let me see. When my papa passed on, it was John Active and I mostly, I worked for KYK a long time too, and I did this talking for 6 hours nonstop, and queued on 6 o'clock in the morning, arrived at KYK at 5:30 and start turning on with the help of the engineer, Bob Twiddle. He passed on too. Anyhow, I queued on live TV at 5:30, and my papa had passed on, and I marvel today how I did it, you know, live for 30 minutes alone. My partner didn't show up. We do 15 each, something like that, and at the same time I was babysitting our baby, who was between 6 and 7 years old, and my own firstborn son, who was between 4 and 5 years old, and running around inside the KYK building. Anyhow, thank you for letting me come on live, and I hope people do speak up. And no more silence. Thank you. Buena.
Thank you. Okay, good morning. We have Alan. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I have to be the bearer of bad news, but this will probably be the only time I ever agree with Obama, that yes, we are all immigrants. Everybody in Alaska immigrated from somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
I don't care how many thousands of years ago, they all immigrated from somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
So I guess, and who was here first? Aztecs, Mayans, the Sioux, who was here first? Somebody came over here illegally, I guess, but we all came from somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
And to get back to this permanent fund thing,
uh-huh.
I actually have to agree with the previous caller who says, yeah, let's just give it to Alaskan-born. But let's give it to the Alaskan-borns of whose land it comes from, up on the North Slope. If you're not within 50 miles of the North Slope, you get no permanent fund. How about that? The YK Delta does not contribute to the permanent fund.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to contribute to the permanent fund. They don't want to look gold mining. You know, anything else, so why should they get any money out here?
Okay.
Let's give it just to those whose land it comes from, up there in the North Slope.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. All righty. Well, that, we have somebody definitely listening to the show, and he has his opinion, which is, you know, a little different, but good. And, you know, a lot of the people think that, you know, we have to understand that the government is losing their money because they, due to one governor previously who passed a tax bill to help the oil companies, and that didn't help. I, you know, sad to see that something like that happened. Too bad we can't go back and vote on it and or recall the vote. But, you know, it, you know, the the revenue that they do get from the oil that comes from the North Slope, you know, over the years, it's we're starting to see the effect of what happens when you don't have enough drilling going on and getting enough oil. So, you know, I mean, a lot of the options that they're coming up with, that, you know, it's either going to happen or it ain't. And, you know, the situation with the PFD, you know, the money can only last so long. And you do have to come up with some kind of funding to support the local government so it continue its services for the people, not against the people. You know, we've relied too much on the oil to that we depended on for so long, and we're starting to see it slowly dwindling and drying up. And but, you know, that there's no reason why, well, I think there's no reason why that we can't do more exploring and more drilling to see if we could find, you know, the oil that helps produce this the state budget. But you know, I'm not in a position to do that. But you know the people, like a lot of the callers said, we have to speak up and, you know, and give a, so people can hear our opinion about what we think's going on. We got another return caller. Good morning, Herman.
Hey, Joe. I just had a call back. You know, I get tired of people keep repeating it, believing that their permanent funds are going to go away, you know.
Uh-huh.
No way. And that's what they're designed for. They leave it alone, you know.
Uh-huh.
Heck, we get $5,000 a piece, you know. So, you know, what they should do is have a reinstate that state income tax, even a couple of percent, because a lot of them people are coming up from downstate, and they work up here, they take the services like police protection and fire, but they don't pay nothing for it, and they should, their income tax or take some of that money and help get rid of this budget deficit, you know. And also, Alaska has the highest education spending in the world, just about, and yet, you know, it seems like we're not getting too much out of it. It seems like they need to change the way they're teaching our kids and not, you know, hire lobbyists to take away money that people really need, you know, in these unions. But anyhow, people keep saying it's going to end. You should leave it alone, you know, it won't end. It's a big boost to the economy, you know, so people got to stop saying that, you know, because people tend to believe what they hear. And we need to look on the bright side. You know, this governor, he's chasing away them oil companies. A lot of them are leaving Alaska. There's too many, and even the Obama administration, too many rules and regulations. Maybe when this new guy comes in, that'll stop, and Alaska can be great again and get back, you know, not in debt like how they are. But there's that budget reserve they could use. Some of that. Don't touch the permanent fund, you know. That's not what it's designed for. So people got to stop saying it's going to go away, you know. Okay, those are my comments.
Hey, Herman.
Bye. Yeah.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
How much of our money you think is leaving the state from these people that come up here and work seasonally?
Oh, a lot of these oil company workers, these fishermen and tourist industry, there's lots.
So you know,
huh?
You think we have a lot of money leaving the state?
Yeah, and also, you know, This way, taking money from the permanent fund is like a flat tax. You take money from everybody, even people who really need it. But if that income tax, like how they used to have, even 2%, you know, that'll help take care of this budget and, you know, the poor people who really need the money, permanent fund to buy fuel and stuff, they still have that money. But it's not over yet, so people are talking like it's already over, you know. There's people suing this administration for doing that. They say it's illegal. You can't do that. Instead of dictatorship here. And I hope people in Juneau who are supporting them realize that people of Alaska spoke up. They say leave it alone. And if it's supposed to be a democracy, they should listen to the people. If they say the representative, strong leadership, you know, listen to the people.
So okay. One more question. Did you pay your state taxes?
I probably need to call, huh?
Did you pay your state taxes when you used to work?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that, huh?
Yeah, I need help. Need help pay for the service that they provide, yeah, like our fire department, that mm-hmm. pay for our revenue sharing for our city, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They need that, too, but not take away from everybody like what they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, good morning, Ralph.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Too many, senators, governors, and representatives are making too many promises and broken. That's why maybe people are getting frustrated.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say that even one time I voted for a rich guy that was running and he dropped out.
Uh-huh.
Kind of disappointed me, but Trump is like he's keep going forward. I still don't know what's going to happen. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Fritz, good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I met with Lisa Murkowski last night at the VFW.
Uh-huh.
She had some... caught a few interesting pointers, but she was going to bring back a lot of information that we spoke out. There was quite a few people over there, but all these freebies that we're getting out here, YK is already implementing charges on people that don't have BIA cards, certificate of Indian birth, or something like that. If you don't have that, if you can't prove that you're a native, you're going to start paying YK for medical treatment. Now, that's the first step. Then the way the federal government is spending the money right now, you know, pretty soon we're going to lose Social Security. I mean, the people that are getting it right now, they're might be grandfathered in. That's what she's saying. But down the road, you know, Social Security's coming out. Probably, if nothing changes, which I doubt will change, they're all going away.
Mm-hmm.
Food stamp, welfare, TANF, all the federal funding that all the natives are getting, or Alaska residents, or whoever qualifies for welfare, it's going away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no way around it. So people out there in the villages that are listening, you guys got to go to school, go train, go vocational training or college or something. You know, you guys aren't going to get anywhere with what you guys have out there. You know, it might be better for the community, your community. You know, there's no way around it. There's all the free stuff is going away. You know, it's hard to say this, but you know, it's the truth. And that's why I was never appointed at the city council, because none of them at the city council, the council members, none of them, they don't like me because I'm outspoken. I speak the truth and to the point, and that's it. And I don't know why they don't want me on there, but the people will speak when they vote this year. Because I'm still debating on running, which I most likely will run this election year.
You mean
and
for city council?
I need somebody else on there, too, because one person will not change how the city is run.
Uh-huh.
Joe, this would be a great time for you, too.
So what you're trying to tell me, we're going to be the terrific two?
Try to be at least.
What else did Lisa have to say? Did she say anything else other than what you spoke about, or?
I can't remember off the top of my head now. But I'm pretty sure it'll be out on the news. She spoke about what Trump's comments were about the ISIS and our allies, and I didn't get the real big picture of what she was trying to say, but I believe that's it, Joe.
So who are you going to vote for when it comes to the presidential election? Have you decided who you're going to vote for?
Well, I pretty much made up my mind. I'd probably vote for somebody that does not lie, which all politicians do a white lie, so to speak. But, you know, Hillary's been worse than a white liar. She just outright, just plainly lies about everything, and I don't want that as a president. Maybe I'll vote for Trump.
Okay. Well, I'm still undecided because, you know, there's so much coming out and all these facts and whatnot about each candidate is starting to come to a head. And, you know, a lie is a lie. I mean, that's just, it's like you said, I mean, you know, and then for her to call that lady a liar when her, you know, son got killed, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, I'm leaning towards more on Trump right now because every time Hillary talks about is a lie. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see that as a president, a commander-in-chief, as a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge thing for military.
Yeah.
I'm still really involved in military type, VFW and Space Force. And, you know, but these are my personal opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there's nothing else, Joe.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay. Good morning, Wash. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello there.
How you doing?
Good. I hear the senior religious are complaining.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we know that this summer there are no buyers. This was in the newspaper, so there shouldn't be any pointing at anyone for the commercial fishing not happening.
Mm-hmm.
If there should be a blaming game, it should be towards Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the radiation is too high this year. No companies buy. That's the reason. And I listened to the Trump convention yesterday, and his daughter talked about a candidate, his father, being so kind and generous to help the people, and Trump takes the floor and says he will repeal the Obamacare. I see Obamacare as being kind and generous. Trump is the opposite of that. Don't you agree?
I didn't watch it, so I couldn't tell you. If I watched it, I probably would have had a maybe the same opinion, but I really didn't get to watch it. I probably was at work.
And the Trump said he's going to stop the crimes all over the U.S.
Uh-huh.
He'd have to be a Superman to do that, like he's coming out of a comic book.
Okay.
I don't think he will stop the violence and crimes there, what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is, you know, conventions they speak, like in the past to President, what's his name after that, Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Read my lips. You know, they lie. And this is the worst I've seen attacking, you know, another person with, you know, saying a lie about, like, for instance, about the Mrs. Clinton, mm-hmm. the candidate. And these, I see that these, they go over the line about lying, you know. And, you know, this is what hurts. And this is what it's all about, you know, running for president. And I think they hurt one another with lies. And other than this, I'd like to remind the tribal villages out there, I made a tribal council primer for you. You can download it at the Village to Say Holder at the Facebook. This book has a power and carry procedure since it is used at the, since you use it at the AFN convention. It's used all over this parliamentary procedure. And, you know, this does not have to be used at your meetings, but it's there since you go to AFN.
Okay.
All right. I got nothing more there, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
We got an email?
Yeah, it's from Bev Hoffman. It's half price Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the YK Fitness Center pool. $2.50 for youth, $4 for adults, and $1.50 for seniors over 60. This is made possible by community-supported grants from the YK Lifesavers Endowment Fund.
Okay, again, the number is 543. Oh, we do have a couple phone calls. I'm sorry. Good morning. John, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes, I'm John Carter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska.
Okay, you're on the air, John. Go ahead.
Alrighty. I'd like to talk about the subject. The operator was talking about just a bit ago in terms of budget, but that's going on in the state of Alaska.
Uh-huh.
That's what's happening here in the state of Alaska. The fiscal year for the year 2016 may have been considered by the legislatures with the forms of other forms of funds such as I couldn't remember that word, something in the area of coalition and deposit for the year deficits problem up until this day there is still no physical plan. The last time, and by the way of special session, other possible developing and generating aspects were looked into, but the governor vetoed them all, every one of them. This was done mostly, there was no negotiation, no compromise due to bonds having to do with promissory notes. I tell you, that is no plan. And it does indicate that the state of Alaska is not out of the woods yet. A lot of work needs to be done maybe for years. Okay.
Oh, okay, we do have Anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. You're on the air.
I'd like to ask you, can you give me a definition of Facebook?
Can I give you a definition of Facebook?
Yes, because I don't go on Facebook.
It's a social media where you can socialize with everybody and anyone that you except as a friend.
Uh-huh.
So that's basically what it is. It's called social media, where you could socialize and, you know, talk about whatever's on your mind, too, like you do on the air, but try to keep it, keep common sense on there, because what you write, everybody sees that the friends of your friends.
Uh-huh.
Basically.
Well, this is what I want to say about Facebook. My friends always call me, or when I'm around them, they'll show me this. Oh, look at this. Look at. Seem like people out there are abusing Facebook. Personal things they talk about on Facebook. Marriage problems they talk about on Facebook. Whenever there's a little problem in the village, they post it on Facebook. Like it's really being abused really bad. People calling names each other's. And it's like a drama to others when they do this. They don't have no respect for each other's, and yet they still talk to each other like you and I right now on air.
Mm-hmm.
But then when there's something they don't like, they post it on Facebook and make it look ugly. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Why announce or make us news about your... It's embarrassing, my life. My life is embarrassing. Why should I want to post it on Facebook and talk about it? That's embarrassing. I've seen how many on Facebook people talk like that, hurting each other on Facebook, complaining about health aides, complaining about cops, complaining about people who are trying to make a living. One time when I seen one of them something about this, I told this person, you want to make a news on Facebook? I could write on Delta Discovery and make it worse for you. Stop this on Facebook. It's not nice. It's not nice for other public to read it. And one more thing I want to bring out is YKHC board, where are you guys? You guys need to get together. We're losing people. People that are sick are not being really taken care of. The doctors always tell the health aides in the village, follow up tomorrow. Give them more fluid. Give them more Tylenol. And then when they bring them down to Bethel next day or a few days later, it's too late. YKHC boards have, you guys need to get stronger on this health board and do something about the doctors. Help them. Give them more skills or give them more advices. Help them. They're killing our people. They're not doing their best, or they're just leaving them with the health aides and tell them to watch them all night or follow up tomorrow, but then we lose them. That's all I have to say, Joe. Have a nice week, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right. Bye.
Bye. The phone number is here to give us a call.
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
So you got something on your mind, something you'd like to talk about? Getting back to some of these callers' points, you know, some are pretty interesting in how they feel, and I kind of sort of have some of what the same opinion, but it all depends on the issue. But regarding the state and its revenue, and you know, the oil is declining, we have to find ways to fund our government. Otherwise, you know, I mean, there's just no way, you know, two ways about it. You're just going to have to find ways to find a way to make, you know, fund the government, which is one of them would be state tax. I remember paying state tax. It was a good thing at the time until they decided that they could do away with it and we didn't need it because of the oil companies that were here when they built the pipeline. And as we could see, the pipeline is dwindling and the oil is going down and price of oil has not sufficient enough to generate enough revenue for the state, so we have to find ways of other alternatives on finding a way to fund our state government so we can continue the services that they have provided. Okay, we've got another return caller. Wilson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Wilson Green.
The magic man.
I forgot to mention a positive comment for today, because once in a while it's good to be positive, you know. The port director, a guy that handles both docks, north and south,
mm-hmm.
and how they're leveling the roadway for that area. I want to give them a good high five for job well done for their port attendants that manned that little station there. It has reduced the thievery that was going on in the past. Now, ores are still there, extra gas can under the seat still there, because they man it 24/7 for while they have the docks out. And they even run, drive over to you and ask you if you need help loading or unloading. That's so nice. You know, good comment for the port and the port attendants. City of Bethel port people, they're doing really good.
Well, you know, goes to show you when, you know, they had to make an increase of some kind to, you know, so they could do all this, and it's nice to see the increase working for the people.
Yeah, so if you see those guys, give them a handshake. They're doing a really good job.
Or bring them a donut.
Reducing crime rate and making me feel, at least for my the company boat that I use, feeling safe, that nothing is going to be stolen or yeah, lost or misplaced. Or it's pretty sad when you get on KYK and lost and found and saying, missing boat motor from Bell. It's not missing, it was stolen. You know, they minimize. But anyway, reducing the crime rate is good.
Hey, Wilson.
Yeah?
Since you're working for those companies that are out in, where is it, Neposkak and Kwikluk?
Yeah.
How are those projects going, do you know?
They're going pretty good. I like the way they do what they can with the local resources, you know, put them to work.
Uh-huh.
Specialty people, they try to keep them manned. Some people stay, some people can't really work in that kind of environment because we're bush, you know. Sometimes there's no amenities for going to the store every day or whatever. You have to deal with what's there. Some people can handle it, some people can't. But I'm just happy to be on the river when rain or shine.
So the schools are coming along pretty good. They're going to be completed by their completion date or what?
They're buttoning up the Neposkak school.
Uh-huh.
And from what I hear, they're doing the platforms, flooring, and they're putting up the steel for the frames for Kwikluk school. Yeah, they're coming along pretty good.
So ESI, you're going ESI back and forth to each village?
Yeah.
Supplying them with whatever materials they need in terms of so they could function properly?
Yeah, so without any material, certain specialty items, the whole operation can stop until they get that material either through airline.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather these days, sometimes there's low ceiling and flights cancel, and they call me, hey, rescue me, bring this right now, and I'm there. You know, right away.
So you're the other little guy with a lot of help.
Yeah, I'm the one of the little guys, but I try to make it.
You're making a difference.
For them. Yeah, help them up.
Uh-huh.
And PFD, all day, every day, whether it's hot out or warm, cold out, you know, wear your PFD, because you want to make it easy for any safety, survival,
mm-hmm.
and recovery. You know?
So you're talking about the one that saves your life.
Yeah. So where that.
Yeah, I noticed.
No excuses, you know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Wilson. You know, this summer I've been boating like I normally do, and I've seen a lot of boaters with no life jackets, especially everyone in the boat. You know, that's kind of mind-boggling for them not to.
Yeah, and I feel really scared for those infants or toddlers that they could put on a snowsuit or. Glad they're warm, they're good. Oh, they got to float too, you know.
Yeah, you know that.
Anyway, yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yep.
I'm going to finish listening to the program because you guys are the best. Okay, bye.
Thank you. We do have we're winding down here, but we still have about 10 minutes. So the number's here to give us a call. The phone lines are open, 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or feel free to email us at radio@kyk.org. Yeah, we had quite a bit of interesting subjects here. PFD. It's state government and all the resources that they use to provide services throughout here, throughout Alaska. We're starting to see some of the effect of it, like, you know, the courthouse closes, is open half a day on Friday. So, okay, we're going to a caller. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Joe. Tom from Chalista here. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Hanging in there. Well, I just wanted to call because I heard last week's show there were some comments about annual meetings and where we hold them.
Mm-hmm.
First, just want to note that about where shareholders live. So about 10% of shareholders right now live in Bethel. About 52% live in the rest of the YK Delta, and 14% live in Anchorage. So the remaining, about 20% or so, are in the rest of Alaska, U.S., or even some in international. So for annual meeting locations, it was held in Anchorage this year because back in 2012, shareholders strongly supported a resolution to have annual meetings at least every 7 years in Anchorage and at least every 5 years in Bethel.
Okay.
So that's the reason why it was held in Anchorage. One, shareholders voted for it. Two, 14% of shareholders live in Anchorage, and that doesn't even include the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to call and share that information.
Okay. So when's the next meeting going to be held in Bethel, based upon what you just told me?
By 2018, the last meeting in Bethel was held in 2013.
Okay.
So by 2018, it'll be held in Bethel again.
Okay. And you don't know yet, but do you have an idea where the next meeting is going to be?
Usually during January or February, I believe, is when they announce the location for the next annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll know early next year when it's going to be. So we've been to like 32 communities so far, or 31 communities throughout the YK. You know, still leaves a number of others for us to visit. But we definitely try and, you know, get around to all the different areas of the YK because, you know, we know it's expensive to travel. So, you know, somebody in St. Mary's or Chivac, it's still expensive for them to get to Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we try and spread it around the region as much as we can.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but how much of a role are you guys going to play considering that the state is dwindling in funds for services provided for, you know, certain things throughout the community, like the elders program and whatnot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've actually, Chalice has actually been talking about this for a number of years now. Back in, I want to say maybe 2010, 11, is when on the federal side of things, sequestration really started going to action and really affecting social services. You know, we saw that there's going to be some issues coming up or happening down the road with reduced funding and then reduced jobs because of that. And we're certainly seeing that now. So we've certainly been voicing our support for continued funding for IHS services, BIA services, both in our contacts with our federal delegation and state delegation, but also through groups like AFN.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's, you know, nothing that Chalissa can, you know, make a change. It takes everyone to make a change. And it's actually very wonderful to hear people talking about voting because, you know, I've said it so many times, it is really, really important to vote. You know, on the Chalissa side of things, the votes that we make as shareholders, they elect the board directors and vote on resolutions. But on the city, you know, local side of things, statewide, national, the people that we vote into office, they're the ones that are going to make the final decisions, the final votes on funding. So we need to make sure that we vote for and elect people that are going to support tribal issues and rural Alaskan issues.
Mm-hmm. So when are you going to run for governor?
Oh, no, I don't think I want that job. That's a really, really tough job. Would you be my lieutenant governor if I did?
I certainly will. You could count on that.
All right, sounds good. Any other questions?
No, I pretty much answered it. So the meeting went good, and it turned out the way it did based upon the shareholders voting is what I understand.
Exactly, right. It wasn't a decision that Chalista made just out of the blue. This was out of the result of shareholder votes.
The only thing I heard was they were kind of sort of what somewhat, not a whole lot of complaints, but people were complaining about the location. And it was my understanding because some of the buildings that usually are available for this type of event were scheduled with other schedules, correct?
Yes, yeah, that's actually a really good point. Yeah, you know, during the summer season, as we all know, is very, very busy for Alaska tourist season. So the rates for some of the other prime locations go up. And some of the places that we checked, like the Alaska Airlines Center at UAA, that was already booked, so we weren't able to have it there. So we picked a place that a lot of other Alaska Native organizations have held events. It was pretty close to the airport, plenty of parking, had a kitchen area for when we ordered food for all the people that attended. And I would say there were between 300 and 400 people that were there, so it was a pretty good turnout.
Okay. All righty. Well, Tom, I appreciate your calls every time you do call and appreciate all the information you do provide. And like I told you before, you know, staying in contact with the shareholders makes a big difference because we get to see the outcome of what we vote upon and resolutions that come up.
Absolutely. Glad to try and do my part as much as I can.
Well, continue your support with the shareholders and don't give up on us, and we'll keep trying our best to do what we can for our corporation.
Absolutely. Everyone, vote, vote, vote. Okay, take care.
Yeah, that's the key word.
That's right. Right.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Fine. You have a great weekend.
Take care.
Do we have a call or email?
Email and then a caller.
Okay.
This is an anonymous email. It says the issue with AVCP wouldn't have been the subject of discussion had administration done things right the first time. It was only a matter of time before some people really finally speak up and reveal what's been really going on. Why did the past president suddenly resign? The executive board should have questioned administration when AVCP's issues first surfaced through local news. Now with things being where they are, the executive board are just as responsible through their own actions. There needs to be a complete overhaul to where there can be a dialogue between AVCP and its tribes, not a system where tribes are completely ignored.
Okay, so we have time for one more caller. Okay, good. Thanks for returning the call, Cesare. Okay, you got the floor.
Yeah, okay, thank you. You know, the Chalista should be making those meetings on springtime or fall time, or this is my opinion. I'm not going anymore in summertime to Anchorage. Even my kids, when they want to go to Anchorage, I reckon they won't break, they won't let them get out from the town. Because Alaska Airlines is always special. You go to Seattle for $500 round trip from Bethel. You pay hotel $60. You pay car rental $40. In Anchorage, whatever you go, you get hotel a night. It costs you $250 cheap one and $350 reasonable one. Car rental from $200 to $250 if you're lucky to get one.
that is wasting money. You know, the Alaska going to Anchorage, they're going to shopping, leave money, business, and etc. And we're not tourists, and they should be accept, you know, excuse us from those tourist taxes to this high value car rental and stuff. That's why I recommend it to everybody. If you want to get break from the home and no go to Anchorage, no go to Fairbanks, go over, you look for special, you go shopping, you still get your shopping in Seattle or Portland, whatever it is, cheap ticket, round way, one way or round trip, and enjoy your time and get a little relaxed, and you don't have to spend thousands, thousands of dollars to the Anchorage for no reason. And we live in Alaska, you don't have to see more what you see in here. And you will save money and get a little relaxed. Go outside with the 110 price for the church in Anchorage.
Okay, Cesar, thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, this has been another edition of Friday Morning Talk Line. I'd like to appreciate everybody that called. If you're going out, have a plan. If you're going boating, yes, please wear your PFD. Be safe and don't drink and drive. Express yourself.